Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I'm Brian, and this guy over here, this fella joining me, is someone who mastered the art of social distancing years ago, Ben.
That is not inaccurate.
I mean, same, man. That's I've been practicing these things for years, so I was well prepared.
Other than having enough food and apparently toilet paper, me too.
Yeah, no. I mean, I really didn't see the toilet paper scarcity thing being an issue, but we were down to like our last roll this morning, and then I was at the store and I had to seek out a new package. And boy, let me tell you, it was slim pickings.
Oh, so you found something though?
I mean, sure. No, I mean, I work at a grocery store, so I did find the one package that I hid in the back the day before because I knew I needed something. Oh. I had the only package in the store.
You got first dibs?
Oh yeah, man. I'm hanging out there at the back dock where things come in like a vulture. Like, what's this bread? I'll take that, and I'll take this.
I do the same thing, but mail it to me.
Okay, yeah, man. I can hook you up with some TP. That's what best podcast bros are for.
You are the best man. That's one of the duties.
Yeah, that's one of my best manly duties is toilet paper provider.
Everybody knows that. We have had poor luck finding that, but at least we have like 4-ish, 3.5 right now left.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of factors at play. I've definitely some roles last longer than others. But also, by the way, far more bathroom talk than I thought we would ever have on the podcast. But I'm going to roll with it.
Happy hour, roll
right. So, some of those rolls are like ridiculously large. It's like, oh well, this will last you for like, let's say, like weeks. Like, all right, cool, that's great. It's one of the ones where it's so large it doesn't fit on like the regular size roll thing.
You can't even like spin it; it just gets stuck.
Oh yeah, yeah, terrible.
Anyway,
poor design. Yes,
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are. Sorry, off track so soon. Oh well, I mean, I guess we should address being back. I guess if you're listening to this, this is the first episode of the podcast we've had in over a year.
First released, we have parts of one recorded, but not.
Oh, right. This is episode 101.
Not 100, and it will say 101 on your feed. Don't worry, there's not a missing 101 or 100 somewhere out there that is not picked up by the feed. It's just not uploaded yet, or done, or finished recording.
It's a work in progress. I feel like we had very ambitious plans for what an episode 100 should be that I was and still am excited about, but it's going to take a lot of work. Yeah, it'll come out.
We got chunks of it done.
Yes, because I think my miscalculation was when I was in town visiting you, I just took snapped a photo and put it on Facebook, like, recording episode 100, and some people were excited, and then I'm sure, like, wondering, like, oh, that was 6 months ago, and there's no episode 100.
Nope, I guess we need to add on like a little recording part of episode 100.
Yes. But I think that'll be good when it comes out.
It'll be out within the next 5 years.
Yeah, sure. We are entering the 10th year of the podcast. So that means we average 10 episodes per year. So it's very exciting.
Numbers.
they're the most consistent podcast around.
Well, I mean, if you really listen to all of them, you'll hear that they kind of just start repeating episodes without telling anyone.
Oh, like reruns back in the day? They're just like re-uploading old episodes?
Yeah, they'll occasionally edit in like some differences about what's going on now or a book that came out, but it's all the same episode. It's like remastered almost.
Oh, it's like a special edition, like a George Lucas Star Wars thing.
But they don't want you to know that, so don't spread it around too much.
It's what we call a podcast insider secret.
We do the same thing. That's why you've heard the thing about that dude on the episode of Monk over and over.
I think did you actually pull that clip for the 100th episode?
I think I have a few of them on there.
I mean, it is.
I have it noted somewhere.
It is my favorite episode of Monk, which
with the astronaut.
Yeah, with the astronaut, which I apparently I forget about and then bring up every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's happened, I think, at least 5 times.
It's a really good episode.
It is. And this is now. I'll have to include it on this list too now.
Oh, does that mean episode 100 could have a clip of episode 101? Does that break reality too much?
I think it might have to.
Ooh. All right. So, episode 101, given the, well, I don't know. I mean, we all know where we're at right now. I'm wondering if how much we should just like lay out for future podcast generations,
Oh,
because
that's a good point.
these recordings are going to last forever. I wonder if, years from now, somebody's going to look back and think like, oh, or like hopefully think like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, like, why are they talking about toilet paper hoarding so much?
Like 2020 was a weird
Yo,
time.
what is toilet paper?
Right. No, I mean, we're vastly, quickly, vastly, we're quickly hurtling toward a bidet future, just all bidets all the
A
time.
day all day.
Bidet all day. Okay, I think we covered it all though. I mean, I'm just gonna dance around talking about a thing, but I don't have the conviction to follow through with it. But
We'll get to it, maybe.
yeah, it felt like a good time to bring the podcast back. I think if you look at how the podcast goes away and then recurs throughout the 10-year span, it's like when things need to be cheered up, it's like, oh, well, we'll bring the podcast back. This is a good time to do this.
We're the great equalizer.
Yeah, sure, I'll take that. I'm gonna have t-shirts made up for the Happy Cast staff, which is you and me and your cat, maybe.
She's actually sitting on me right now. And now that I said the great equalizer, it feels like that might be something that racists say, but I don't know.
Oh, I hope not. I take back my thing about the t-shirts. I take it all back.
I'm gonna look that up real fast. No, it's some guy said it. Something about
Some guy who's a
Puritans. I don't
racist.
know. That's not our phrase anymore.
Okay. All right. We'll find a new phrase for t-shirts.
The great balancer. That doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah. I suppose
And
so.
plus, we figure that most of you are pretty bored. So
Yeah. I mean, I figured the people who would maybe listen to this might have some free time on their hands, so it'd be nice to, catch up with everyone, see how everyone's doing. Later in the show, I'm gonna just straight up ask people to contact the show because I want to check on the what do we call this group of people? It's
I think
the
just listeners.
Happy Casters, Happy Cast listeners.
I don't think we had like Whovians kind of term.
Oh, we should that should be the homework. We need an official designation for anyone who listens to the podcast.
Hat bums.
I mean, we'll put that on the list, but hopefully we can beat it.
We'll add that on there too. And no one write in until you get to that part of the episode. I know Brian teased it, but don't do it now. It's not time yet.
Yeah, I spoiled it. I'm sorry. That's on
Jeez,
me.
I thought you were spoiler free.
I used to be a long time ago. I don't know what happened to me.
Spoiler free, spoiler free, spoiler free, spoiler.
Free. Well,
Hi, Mad City Bob. Okay.
Hey, McBob. Okay. Well, I feel like I've rambled on for a bit. I feel like rationally, the only thing we can do at this point is move on to happy hour. In case you forgot, happy hour is the part of the show where we talk about the thing that is making us happy for this week. Ben,
Yes.
what in the wide world of sports?
World of
R.I.P.
sports?
Sports are gone. Sports. 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 World of Sports. What's making you happy this week?
I just you forced me to play the intro for World of Sports just there.
Oh, shucks.
Thanks a lot. Well, first of all, this just in. It's not racist. Education is a great equalizer.
Oh, great. That's okay. Well, I mean, I still don't want to use that then. I'd like to come up with something better. I'd like to beat that.
I mean, there was that movie, The Equalizer.
Oh, with Denzel Washington. Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I kind of meant to.
He is the great equalizer. And so we'll have shirts with him on it and the Happy Cast logo, and everyone will know what it means.
Sure. Yeah. Everyone. People that don't even know about the podcast are going to see it, and they'll feel it like in their soul. They're like, I get it.
Like, oh, Denzel listens to the Happy Cast? I should too.
Sure. It'll be like one of those Facebook ads with the celebrity holding up the T-shirt that's like photoshopped badly, where it's like, oh, yeah, see, look, Keanu Reeves likes my blog. Look at the T-shirt he's wearing.
Has that worked?
I mean, it has to work on somebody. It keeps happening, right?
But our version just has Denzel on the shirt, not even holding
it.
It's just a picture of him.
I think it should be him on the shirt wearing the shirt with another picture of him on it, and it just goes on for eternity.
We need to get on that.
We should. Anyway, yeah, that's the Photoshop challenge.
Happy hour. I am going to go back towards an old classic, which is food/candy. Looking back at my list, a lot of my list is food/candy. This one is Hershey's Crunchers Cookies and Cream.
Oh, those are good. I've had that.
I discovered them recently. Okay, it started because a couple weeks ago for a D&D night, a couple people couldn't make it. So instead, we had a board game night. Megan and I brought the Disney board game Villainous in all of the expansions. If you haven't, have you talked about it before?
Yeah, you've talked about it on the show. That's how I first heard about it.
Oh, good.
And since that episode, I have picked it up, and I fully co-sign on the recommendation of Villainous. Very good game.
The same thing happened with our friends who were playing with. They now also bought the base copy. Well, a new expansion came out that includes Cruella de Vil, and her game piece looks very much like Cookies and Cream. And so I started craving it. Went to Walmart that night. I saw these Hershey's Crunchers Cookies and Cream. They have, it says mini chocolate cookies, graham-flavored wafers, covered in white creme.
Creme, you say?
There's a little accent over the first E, but they're so good.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you were able to find them. I think I tried that product once because it was like on a discontinued discount thing where it's like, here, we're just trying to get rid of stock. This is $1.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they have it again, if so.
I mean, maybe it just didn't sell at this location. They were trying to get rid of it for something else.
Oh, maybe. But it's so, I mean, Cookies and Cream is already one of my favorite flavors of things. Ice cream, that one weird Oreo candy bar that was Cookies and Cream flavored for some reason.
Or even didn't, I remember you sending me a picture of a bag of Oreo cookies that were Cookies and Cream flavored.
Yeah, what? If cream is the favorite part of Oreos for people, why put more cookies in it? Just leave the cream there. They are... okay, I didn't want to get on my Ben rants. I gotta stay calm. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't have a lot to say other than that they're really good, and I am holding an empty bag and wish I had more.
It is a very, very solid junk food. I co-sign on that as well.
So everyone, send me some of those. The end. Also, toilet paper.
So Cookies and Cream Crunchers and toilet paper.
Please. I don't know which one I want more, but both.
Very good.
What about you?
Well, I mean, there's just so much for me to choose from, Ben. It's been a good long stretch. It's been. What was that?
You said the way you said it's been made me think of the song.
Oh, the Bare Naked Lady song. Yeah. That's my happy hour. It's just, you know, I learned about it from the Weird Al parody, which is how I learn about all popular music.
Me too.
if Weird Al were still putting out albums, which he's beyond that now, having fulfilled his contract, what popular music do you think he would have parodied in the past year? I think Old Town Road would have definitely made it into a polka medley.
It's just hard for me to answer when I don't. Like you said,
no popular music.
I learned about them from his music, so I have no idea.
Fair enough.
Like, I was watching Colbert recently, but I'm like watching old episodes from, like 2 years ago, and they were talking about that Lady Gaga movie, A Star Is Born.
Yeah, and like I never saw it.
She sang a part of one of the songs that I swear I heard in the radio like 8 years ago, but they said it was an original song.
I mean, that's how all popular music sounds at a certain point, I suppose.
I don't know. It was confusing. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. What I wait, is that the one that has the cowboy? Is that the cowboy song?
Yeah, that's the cowboy song.
The rap country or something, and people were mad?
I mean, people are always mad about something at some point, right?
That's true.
Okay, so anyway, my happy hour is, given our current circumstance where we're spending a lot of time indoors, not a lot of things to do or places to see. So, okay, well, I don't want to expand too much. There are multiple parts of the story that I need to lay as groundwork that I'll loop back to maybe in future weeks.
Ooh, I'm excited.
But so I'm in a new apartment. I about at this point, I think it's been maybe
It's been
2 weeks.
It's been
I see, I was about to say it 1 week, but then I thought it would trigger another Bare Naked Ladies rant.
You already did, because you said 2 weeks, and that could be like verse two.
That's the sequel song. I think more songs need sequels. That doesn't happen enough.
I think your happy hour might have been sequel songs at one point.
I mean, yeah, probably. That seems like something I like.
While you talk, I will look it up.
Okay. So my girlfriend and I moved in a new apartment. We're in the process of unpacking.
Is this the same girlfriend as before?
Yes.
I know, but I don't know if they know.
Right, sorry. Yes.
And if you
I was
have
like,
talked about it, it wasn't on here. Sorry.
oh, all right. Okay, it's definitely something I've thought about at some point then. So we're in a situation, can't really go out, not much to do. Groceries are low. So we're like, all right, I've gotten emails from every business I've ever given my email address to about how they're handling the coronavirus situation. They're like, all right, hey, COVID-19, here's what we're doing. We're still open, but we're a restaurant. We're switching to delivery only. We're cleaning everything every hour, this, that. Which I don't know how many of these emails you've gotten, but
A
I feel
bunch.
like, yeah, I feel like I'm pushing like 30,
At least
where
some of
it's
them do I trust and believe.
right. And some of them seem like a form letter. Like this feels like very copy and paste from other emails I've received.
Yep, like Chick-fil-A. Okay, I trust that you probably are going crazy cleaning. Taco Bell? I don't know.
I mean, I bet they've definitely stepped it up a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of employees don't seem to care all that much at Taco Bell compared to when I've been to Chick-fil-A.
That's true. That's
If the
true.
manager's there, maybe, but I don't know. Every
I don't
time we
like.
go to one of our Taco Bells, they never have mild sauce.
Which seems crazy. That seems like probably the most popular sauce, I would assume.
Well, I guess that's why they're always out, but if so, why haven't they just buy more regularly if they're always out?
Sure, bump up that order.
Ugh, sorry, Mini Bummer Patrol.
Yes. So, I don't know if this is a regional thing or not, but there's a restaurant, like a Tex-Mex restaurant called Moe's, where they have very comically large burritos. That's
Dwight's
their
cousin.
thing. Yeah, Moe's. No, no, it's Moe, M-O-E apostrophe S, not Moe's.
Oh, yeah, we don't have one of those, but I know you eat burritos there. I've seen pictures.
Have I sent you burrito pictures before?
Maybe it's on Facebook. It's always like, oh, I'm eating at
Oh.
Moe's with like Denzel.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Whenever Denzel's in town, we have to go to Moe's.
We're gonna make that happen.
I hope. So I got an email from them like, oh, well, hey, they're doing free deliveries because of the current situation. So let's just get some food in here. So I hop on my app, don't have to call anybody, don't have to talk to anyone. Put in the order, hit send, and even though I don't have a DoorDash app, apparently the Moe's app is fulfilled through DoorDash.
Oh.
So we get a text a few minutes later from the delivery man. It's like, hey, this is Eugene from DoorDash. I'm healthy, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to conduct a no contact delivery. And I was like, yes, this is incredible. That why have we not been doing this all along? This is great.
So they
So,
leave your food on your doorstep and then knock
yeah,
and run
that's
away?
what it was. That's what it was. He's like, all right, so I'm going to put your food in front of your door and then knock and leave. And yeah, that's pretty much what it was. It's kind of the thing where, instead of like you opening the door and it's like a flaming bag of dog poop, it's a bag of delicious burritos, which is a prank I think we can all get behind.
But what if it wasn't? What if it was a flaming bag of dog poop?
Then I wouldn't be talking about it as a happy hour. It would be a bummer patrol all the way.
Unless you wanted a flaming bag of dog poop so you could prank your neighbors. I mean, where are you going to find that?
Yeah, that's true. And then in that case, I would just have to kick it across the hallway.
Oh, yeah, I've seen your hallway through the internet.
The magic of the internet.
Which, speaking of, since this has to do with your story, of all the times to get something like this to happen to the world, now is not a terrible time. With
No, we're pretty equipped to handle this.
all like the a bunch of stuff in our town in the last like year has started doing delivery and pickup of like groceries and food, finally. So with that and internet everywhere, it's not the worst time. It would have been worse probably 20 years ago when we couldn't do things like that.
Yeah, that's true. Having some of that stuff definitely helps. I can't imagine working for one of the services. Like the strain has to be tremendous. I mean, I work for a grocery store, which for purposes of this podcast, I will refer to it as a regional grocery
Oh,
chain.
I was going to call it privates.
No.
Should
That's pretty
that
good
out?
though. Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
No, I never like to acknowledge the company I work for in a public forum because I've been told that I'm openly hostile towards them, so it's best not to put a name to anything.
I thought it might be like against your rules, because I know when I had a job at Toys R Us for about a week, one of the things I had to sign had to mention that I couldn't on social media like talk about working there or say that I even worked there.
I mean, maybe there might be some fine print somewhere saying that, but I'm gonna get out in front of them and say, like, on a personal level, I don't want to be involved with this. I don't like them. I don't like them on Facebook. And then for a while, I guess because of the algorithm, I would get their posts in my feed as ads, like, oh, check this out, and I would always angry react to them. It would be great. It's like, here's a post about groceries, and it has 700 reactions, and I'm like the one angry one. But then I
Yeah.
figured out you can actually block companies on Facebook, so I just blocked them, and now everything's much better.
Oh, yeah, I've done that with several. It's been nice.
It's been.
Yeah, I mean, they don't make it easy. It's like a little bit more involved than I would like it to be, but once I figured it out, I'm like, oh, so much power. I'm gonna have to block all kinds of companies now.
Ooh, it's so much more peaceful. Anyway, yeah, grocery store.
Just like delivering things seems like it's probably hectic because we were looking at like getting a food delivery from Amazon or Whole Foods or however that whole thing works now. And usually you pick a time, but it was literally like the one time we have available is tomorrow between 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. It's like, okay, well, we won't be here then, but if we were, that would be great.
Just have them leave it on your doorstep.
Yep, just leave the milk on the doorstep.
You'll come back and get it eventually. I mean, we need to do that again to like get groceries delivered, but I'm worried that if they do, they just won't have any of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a fair concern. Although, at least here where I'm at, things are stabilizing a little bit. You're starting to see more things on shelves because I think the initial panic worn down a bit, and people, I think, just have bunkers full of food at this point, so they don't need to buy more.
I hope so. We have. What was that?
That was a sneeze. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought it might have been the S word shouted loudly in the other room.
Nope, it was a
Was like,
sneeze.
I'll have to edit that out. No, like, we have three Walmart supercenters and two neighborhood markets in our town. We've only been to two of those, but we went to one of them today and. No toilet paper. There was maybe three or four things of paper towels, which those don't flush, I think. So I hope that's not why they're buying them.
Yeah, no, those aren't septic safe. That will lead to
I mean, I
problems.
guess if they have a trash can they're using afterwards, that's fine.
I don't know if it's fine, but it's
Just don't put them in the
you're
toilet.
yeah, don't flush them.
Yeah, throw them away if you're gonna have, if you need something. Most of the meat was still gone. There actually was bread.
Oh, did you buy it all?
We bought one thing of bread so Megan could make grilled cheese sandwiches sometime.
I mean, that's my number one use for bread, so that's good.
What kind of cheese do you use?
I switch up, but I you can't go wrong with a classic savory cheddar, or if I'm feeling fancy, like a fancy grilled cheese, pepper jack.
Pepper Jack. That's what we've been doing recently. And it's all because of the grilled cheese restaurant that I might have talked about before, but if not, it'll show up somewhere. Let's see. Other stuff that was missing. A lot of my drinks are there. Oh, because I drink a lot of Powerade Zero because of weird stuff that's hard to explain. But that was actually stocked. Cat food mostly gone, but our cat's still good for now. But we went last Sunday, which would be Sunday before St. Patrick's Day, whatever day that is, when Walmart had just announced new hours, which, by the way, they've gotten even smaller. They were going to close at 11. Now they close at 8:30 p.m. Which isn't very unfortunate for us because we have different time that we are awake and active. Excuse me. So it's not great. Anyway, we went to the Walmart Supercenter and almost everything was gone. Almost all meat. Oh, most of the frozen stuff, most of the frozen pizzas, even. At least 2/3 of the cereal, but weirdly, a lot of the milk was still there.
No.
I guess people are getting ready for like the power to go out, which I didn't know was a part of it, but yeah, we're hoping that toilet paper will show up at some point. Walmart's now doing a thing where I think if you're a senior, you get to go in an hour earlier before they're officially open. Like early or magic hours at Disney
Yeah,
World.
extra magic hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get those to go shopping.
Oh yeah, we're doing that too, and I'm referring to it as extra magic hours, trying to get that started.
Hey, you had good timing with when your vacation happened.
Yeah, no, we went back a month ago for Valentine's Day, and wow, if we had it planned for this month, that would have been a whole thing.
Thank goodness. Anyway, yeah, grocery stores, that's your happy hour.
No contact deliveries. That's my happy hour.
That is pretty great. All right.
Yes.
I don't, what even comes after? It's been like over a year.
Well, Ben, there's this old proverb that says, for every happy hour, there is a bummer patrol. That's right, Ben. It ain't all sunshines. It ain't all sunshine and
It's
rainbows these days.
sunshine.
Oh yes, right. Like a attorney's general situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's your bummer patrol? What's got you feeling down?
All right. Well, first of all, I will say that this is a rerun, like I just, accused the Ingenuity Show of doing. It's come up several times, but it is especially relevant now. It is allergy season.
Oh, ooh, yeah, real bad time to have allergies.
Super bad time. Let's see, it came up. Our guest on episode 45 talked about it. That was Fizzbiz.
Oh, yes.
It's come up again. I talked about my catnip allergy story, which is extremely different, but I mentioned it on episode 80. It was that and dabbing?
Okay.
How? Wait, really? And dabbing was in 2017? I feel like that was. I don't know. I don't know. Time's weird. Anyway, allergies. Yes. Allergy season's hitting at about the same time as this is. So both Megan and I have had a scratchy throat here and there, and sometimes a cough. I already have a previous medical thing in my, like a throat thing, that causes like food, liquid, and even air to easily get caught in it, making it feel like I have to frequently clear my throat, and it gives me like hiccups and where I can't burp, a bunch of stuff. That's all connected. And so anytime I eat or drink or talk a lot, like now, I start clearing my throat. And I sometimes wake up with a sore throat because of it. So that's all been very paranoid inducing, which is great when you also have anxiety.
Yeah, that's a real killer cocktail you got going over there.
Yeah, and I also have regularly have had anxiety about getting sick with things where I start thinking I have symptoms when I don't, even though my brain knows I don't. So it's all been ooh, the perfect storm of thinking I'm dying. So but luckily I get over that like once a day, I feel it and then it goes away once a day generally. but I fear that I'm going to make people scared in public. Because we went to Walmart today, I kept having to go trying to hold in any coughs I had so I wouldn't get glares.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you're justified to be concerned, because as somebody who is not only at a store, but at a store for more hours than usual, because things are crazy. So it's like, you're going to live here now. I definitely, anytime somebody coughs, I'm definitely giving them a little bit of a side eye, like scoping them out. Like, I don't know, this guy looks kind of under the weather.
Oh yeah. Like as soon as we went into Walmart, last Sunday, Caitlin was with us, but as soon as we walked in, we walked past the part where you get the carts. We were not touching any carts. As soon as we got like to the main open aisle, a lady rolled past us and like coughed like as she passed by, and we both just like all stopped. I was like, what?
You got to get some mask, man. You got to get the mask.
They say it doesn't really help because it can enter through your eyes. I thought
goggles, masks, and goggles. You need to be like these folks walking around looking like the world's worst Bane cosplay.
Oh god. Well, could I just use Bane cosplay?
Actually, sure. If you have some really good Bane cosplay, I think that would also protect you from the virus.
I don't, but now I kind of wish I did. But yeah. And I'm mostly worried people are going to get mad at me. Also, this whole situation, I know there are. It's very dire in a lot of places, but I'm trying. This is HappyCast. I don't want to go too deep into that kind of thing. So just so you guys know, I'm not trying to be like selfish about, you know, oh, woe is me kind of situation. I know it's definitely worse for other people, but I mean, that's not great for a podcast that's supposed to be funny.
That's true. And then I hear sometimes we are on occasion.
It's happened. I mean, at least we think we're funny when we listen to old clips of episodes.
Steal the spotlight from you for 1 second. When you talk about thinking we're funny, reminds me of we were going on vacation, and my girlfriend and I were driving down to Orlando for Disney World. And so I'm doing most of the driving. I'm burning through podcasts and whatnot. And then after like 5 hours, I'm like, I'm going to put on a HappyCast. I want to, you know, I find it comforting in times of hardship. Like, let's listen to the HappyCast.
Like driving.
So, right. Like a long drive where like your legs are falling asleep. You're like, oh. I don't know if I'm going to make it, man. So I pull up an Abentus episode.
Ooh, yeah.
The Q episode.
Ooh, that's good. I was going to say that no matter who you said, but still.
Yeah, they're all good. No, it's actually the FizzBiz episode that was unreleased, oddly enough.
Oh yeah, their plans.
Oh, we're gonna special edition it.
Yeah.
So I put that episode on, and I'm driving. I'm really enjoying it mostly because of the work you're putting into building the games and the categories and whatnot. I forgot how long our episodes are sometimes.
Yep.
So after about 45 minutes, I check and I'm like, ooh. And Katie says like, what, how much longer is it? I'm like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. She's like, how much longer is it? I'm like, it's another hour. She's like, how is it another hour? What are you guys going to talk about for another hour? I'm like, I don't know. Like there are a few more rounds. I don't know. I'm like, are you not enjoying this? She's like, no, this is great. There's nothing I love more than listening to you laugh at your own jokes. And I'm like, oh, okay, fair enough. Because, I'd like to think I was mostly laughing at you, but I did get myself going a couple of times. I was like, right, this is weird. This is a weird ego thing. Let's listen to 99% Invisible or something.
Oh, but I mean, it is pretty good.
I mean, it is pretty good.
So everyone, go back and listen to those episodes.
Yeah, Ben put a lot of work into those.
I mean, you had to talk and answer things.
True. Okay, so it was like a 50-50 split then.
Yeah, exactly down the middle. But yeah, it's bad. My mom mentioned, who's probably hearing this right now as I say this, because that's how podcasts work. Mm-hmm, she is hearing that at the time that she hears it. She has a medication that gives her a cough. So I'm sure that's been great for her too.
Right. Yeah, that's a it's a time of just real uneasy coughing all around.
Yeah. Unrelated to that, we have canceled our most recent D&D game, partly because we don't want to pass stuff around. We're all like careful people generally, but you never know. And I think they have, or at least one of them has, older parents that we don't want to get contacted with it.
That's
And
fair. I mean, you guys could play via Skype. I've heard that that is possible. What do you mean? We did it.
yeah, no, that's different. We're in the, I mean, we were, it started online and it ended online. Our game up there, though, I have played with one, often with one or two of the members, usually just one of them, playing online also, but the rest of us were in person. There are so many sound issues and like lag problems, and then they miss things and they can't see like the maps. And I have all those maps and minis and stuff I'd like to use. It wouldn't work as well. I'd have to like learn new systems and get new subscriptions to things, and I couldn't play the music the way I'd want to, and a lot of things. Plus, since Megan and I both play, we have one laptop, and all my notes are on the laptop. So either I would be the center of everything, and you wouldn't see her, or she'd see all my notes.
Sure. I could see that being a logistical problem.
Yeah, so I'd rather just wait until we can play again safely. But yeah,
Fair enough.
that's
You
my Bone
guys get
Patrol.
way into Minecraft,
Oh, I mean,
Roblox, whatever the kids are doing.
is it still Fortnite? Or are they through with Fortnite now?
I feel like they're through with Fortnite, but I don't know what the new thing is.
Angry Birds, probably.
Right, yeah, kids love Angry
That's
Birds.
coming back. A second movie came out.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
It's, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know the first one did well enough to justify it. So it's different than just allergies being bad this time. It's not a straight up, copy. It's specifically it happening with this timing.
Sure. It's the aligning of these two events is very unfortunate for you timing
It
wise.
is. And for other people who might think that I'm going to get them sick.
Yes, yeah, it's true. So, yeah, you're causing them a lot of stress and anxiety, and then you're feeling it too. So just all around bad feelings for
That's
everyone.
what these coughs and clearing throats are now, actually. It's more of just that. All
Okay,
right.
good,
What about
good. I
you?
you you've put me at ease.
Oh, you're not going to catch it through the internet. We are very socially distanced right now.
Yeah, we have I'm gonna say about 700 miles between us,
But
so I
how
think we're
many
good.
feet?
Oh, I'm gonna need a little bit of time to convert that into feet.
All right, you can do that while you do your Bumper Patrol.
I mean, I'm gonna estimate top of my head at least 57 feet.
That's true. That's true. Probably at least 57.
If not more, 58 maybe.
No, that's pushing
So
it.
for my Bumper Patrol is gonna be very straightforward, to the point. Not a lot of nuance to mine. It's just my Bumper Patrol is the parking situation at my new apartment complex is unfortunate in that all the parking spaces are beneath like either phone wires or cables or power lines or something like that. And so this leads to a lot of birds gathering on
Oh,
said
no.
wire and a lot of bird droppings being on your car. So I'll park getting home from work, go in, come out the next morning, and it looks like I'm no joke, like half a dozen birds have defecated on my car. So I'm like, all right, well, everything's not going to be great about anywhere you live, so this is going to be the one con, I guess.
What if it was one bird?
Oh,
Who's really had to go?
one bird that just ate something bad, I guess.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, at least my car is already white, so it doesn't show too badly, but it's bad.
Have
It's bad, man.
you tried putting a tarp over your car every time you get out of it?
No, but that would take a little bit of commitment, but I'm not opposed to it. I might do it. And but then I have a poopy tarp I'll have to deal with, and that's not fun either.
Oh, that's true. What about a blanket?
No,
Please wash the
no.
blanket.
Maybe. I feel like there's a real elegant solution right in front of me, but I can't quite see it.
Cut down the power lines.
Yes, I was gonna say bird. I was gonna say bird toilets, but I like your thought more.
Both.
Sure, like the 1-2 punch.
Just to make sure, you gotta be safe. Always do things double so you know something's gonna work.
Right, you have to have a failsafe, of course.
That's the word, the failsafe, the lost episode.
Yep, the failsafe, everyone's favorite episode.
Oh, well, bird poop and allergies.
Ah, yes. Like peanut butter and chocolate, they go together.
Don't eat those two together. What's wrong with you, Brian? What happened to you since you moved to a new apartment?
I don't know, man. Maybe there's a gas leak in here. I don't know. All right, so Bummer Patrol's done. So it's time for that third segment that everyone loves. We all know the third thing we do, right?
It's been done at least one time in less than 100.
Okay, all right, good. I'm actually honestly trying to remember where we landed for this one. I'm
going
to take a shot in the dark. I've been everywhere, but that's it, of course. Let's do that.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land.
All right, I've been everywhere, man. This is the designated part of the show where we're just going to talk about where we've been, what we've been doing for the past year.
All right, month by month, Brian, January 2019.
All right, so January 2019, I got way into drinking English breakfast tea for some reason. I don't know what it was. I've always been Earl Grey, man, but English breakfast.
Have you tried drinking English breakfast?
Just English breakfast?
Yeah, like sausage, bangers and mash, beans on toast, black pudding. No, wait, blood pudding?
Blood pudding, maybe both. Black blood pudding.
What is black pudding a thing, or is that a D&D monster?
I don't know.
It's definitely a D&D monster. I don't remember if it's also a thing. Neil and Robbo, write in and tell us what is included in English breakfast, and would you drink it if it was made into a smoothie?
English breakfast smoothie.
I mean, literally everyone I think in the world is at least some level of lockdown. Hopefully.
Hopefully so. I'm just waiting for them to come out with a English lunch tea. That's really my dream beverage.
What do they have? Do the English have lunch, or do they just have breakfast, tea, and dinner?
Well, they have breakfast, tea, second breakfast.
Oh yeah, everyone knows a second breakfast.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't have lunch. We should get some information about that too.
What was it? Didn't we have a segment called Ask a British Person?
Yeah, I don't know if we ever did that or just talked about it.
Well, we're doing it now. So, British persons, write in or voice in if you want to. We'll tell you how later. So just remember that for later.
Yes, of course.
All right, sorry.
But. No, honestly, I can't give you a month-by-month breakdown of my year, unfortunately.
Oh, disappointing.
I think the highlight was in September when we came out to visit you guys. That was fun.
That was a fun time, and eventually some of that recording will be heard.
Right. I was mostly stoked that I was able to finally experience the escape rooms that you worked on.
Oh, yeah, I was glad you got to do that too, and you are some of the last to do it.
Yep, because we did so well at it. You just thought, like, darn, nobody's going to ever solve this room as well as Brian and Katie did. Time to shut it down.
That's true. Or if people want the truth, since this is part of what I'm going to talk about this segment, we had to close our escape room, partly because from May through most of the rest of the summer, including when you were there, it rained real bad in our area.
Yeah, that was some scary rain.
Yeah, I remember when it was pretty much like we were on, like, Splash Mountain driving down a hill.
Oh, yeah, we were hydroplaning like crazy.
That was not at all terrifying. I was like, well, I'm going to be responsible for your girlfriend's death. That sounds fun.
And me.
Yeah, but, yeah. That I right. expect to be responsible for your death.
Yeah, that wasn't surprising. It was a matter of when, not if.
No, exactly. But I mean, Katie also, I would have felt bad.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she would have been Definitely the top headline in that obituary.
I mean, I assume when we die, it'll be like Freddy versus Jason style.
Wait, are we fighting each other?
Probably, yeah. Well, eventually one of us will choose the side of happy, one will choose the side of bummer, and then we'll have to have an all-out fight.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna discuss it here on the air, but I think I can see who would take which side and who would be the Freddy and who would be the Jason.
Well, I'm Jason because Jason's the best. Anyway, sorry, Megan. There've been a lot of rain and flooding. Then and also just coincidentally in the building, a new company bought out our building, and I guess somewhere in the middle they didn't talk about what was wrong with the building. I don't know, because we had frequent pipe flooding issues that flooded our place and ruined props, and we had to throw stuff out and add new stuff. And then during the heavy rains, the river, which our town is like surrounded on like almost three sides by this river, it flooded to a crazy amount because something about some barges somewhere got loose and hit a dam, and they had to release the water from the dam, which flooded the river. And most of our roads out of town were closed down because they were flooded, so we were sort of river quarantined from that. Mm-hmm. There were entire buildings in some areas of town that were completely underwater from this.
Wow.
And some of that flooding, that didn't affect our business directly. But all that stuff across that summer, people couldn't go or didn't want to go because downtown got kind of bad. So eventually we had to close down. But right now, I am very thankful I don't work at one.
Right, yeah, it'd be a bad time for that business.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them already are having to close because of this, or at least temporarily. But also, I got sick pretty regularly working there because you touch a lot of things that a lot of people touch.
Right. What was your sanitation policy? Did you disinfect the room after every group?
Not after every day we would, but there would not have been time, dude, after every group at all.
Well, you would have to be the one writing that email to everyone on your list. Like, no, here's what Escape Masters is doing in preparation of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. But I'm very glad I don't work there now. But instead, what I'm up to, at least I don't know if it's going to come of anything, but I have started a new hobby of designing crosswords.
Yeah, no, I've had the pleasure of playtesting some of them, and I've enjoyed them a lot.
It's difficult, by the way, guys. It's pretty hard. But my whole thing through most of my life that I remember is that I'm the one in a group whose job it is to organize and run games. Board games, escape room games, D&D games, whatever. Abentus games.
Not true.
It's my
You're the game master.
I am. Yeah, I didn't even realize until I think around the time I or partway through running D&D that's just the thing that I do. Did I mention D&D before? That's been on the been on the show before. Yeah, I run two D&D games. They alternate every weekend. Right now, I run no D&D games because everyone's hiding. But yeah, crosswords. I've made I think 4 or 5 now. And it's hard. One, thinking up a good theme, that part is pretty fun. But the thing is, that's always been more fun to do, like, with you, Brian, on the podcast.
Oh, right.
Yeah. A lot of the theme stuff is a lot like what we used to do, thinking up, like, stupid book puns or book food puns. But you can't just do that. You also have to make sure that most of the time it fits in 15 letters, because the New York Times, their crosswords are 15 by 15. You have to make sure that you have pairs that are the same length, because also, if you guys don't know crossword stuff, they are parallel over the diagonal. So if you unless you have one like right in the middle, if you have a 12-letter answer somewhere, you're having another 12-letter answer. And to make it neat, those should both be themes, or else it gets confusing for people who don't know. So getting all that done is like the first step. Then you have to find out where you can fit them, where some of it will make sense. Placing the black squares is even harder because since it has to be parallel, you have to make sure you don't have too many 3-letter words. You're very limited on how certain things work. And then you get stuck with like a bunch of words that are like blank V, blank D, and you have to make it fit. Or like how many words will fit there, and then will they fit with other words? And then the most fun part to me is, wait, then you have to do the fill, which is all the tiny words once you have the big words in place. And you have to keep it a balance of not having too many, like, trivia, like, who's a celebrity kind of things. Or too many, like, stupid abbreviations no one's ever heard of, which can be very hard to make all that balance out right. But then the fun part is the cluing, because you get to be creative and misleading and a lot of wordplay involved in that.
Yeah, and then sometimes you're just accidentally misleading, like when one of your clues was cooler drink and it was four letters. I'm like, obviously this is Ecto cooler, and you had to break my heart and say like, no, it's not Ecto. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, it's wine, but man, I wish it was Ecto.
I also wish it were Ecto. That's the kind of thing I like doing is. If I had thought of Ecto, I would have used that clue anyway because of that. There are things I've learned, like there are things called veiled capitals, where you, if it has a capital normally, you put it at the start because the start always has a capital. Then you don't know when you read it if it does or not. Like I had a five-letter answer, and the clue was garner drama, which could be to garner drama, or it could be the drama that Jennifer Garner was in.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that one. That was
yeah,
good.
So you can be real sneaky about it. And with some of the clues I wrote, or not clues, some of the words I picked some of them specifically for, like, you or for Megan or for Caitlin or something. Like, one of my entire crosswords is about cryptids, and includes Bigfoot, because that one is, like, sort of for Caitlin. You have not done my latest one, which I think is one of my best ones, but I included a movie that you like in there.
Oh, well, I'm excited to see it now.
I didn't want to, like, pressure you to do them, so I'd stop talking about them with you, because I felt bad.
No.
Like, I guess no. So.
Well, I mean, I like to occasionally do a crossword from time to time anyway, so it's even better if I know the person actually wrote it, because then there's, like, this added layer of, like, looking at it and being like, oh, yeah, this is something that Ben thinks of obsessively or brings up from time to time. I can see why this is in this puzzle.
There, yeah. Well, like, one of them I fit, I think, oh, my favorite pair or a clue pair was the Batman and Joker EG that I put two of them next to each other.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm not going to say. If you want to find out, hit me up and I can send you PDFs of all of them.
And subscribe to Ben's crossword feed.
But I think, oh, yeah, sorry, you keep going.
Oh, which is him just emailing you the files.
Eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think everyone I've done has had at least one clue that I thought, this one's for Brian.
Well, then you have to keep sending them to me.
Oh, and this latest one, one of them is a theme answer that I was adamant I was not going to lose just because I'm like, this is a Brian answer. I have to keep it in here.
I'm excited to play. I want to start this puzzle tonight. Then
I can send it, and at some point I'm going to send these to the New York Times. I'm going to try and hope that they'll at least constructively criticize and tell me what I need to do instead to be accepted, because you can make some okay side money off those kind of things.
So how does that work? Do you submit individually or do you send in a packet?
They have a format. I'm pretty sure it's individually, but I don't know if I'm, like, allowed to send five envelopes.
Right.
Because I have, like, four or five crosswords done. Should I send them all in one? Should I space them out, like, week by week? I don't really know.
I think week by week sounds good. It especially if you just, like, bank a few up, and then it just gives them the impression that you're just doing these every week. Like, oh, here's this week's crossword.
I'm hoping. And some of them have a lot of names, and I feel bad, but they're not uncommon to me. I don't know. I try to make there's a whole thing, too, where if it's, like, more obscure, the clue should be more specific and less tricky. But
right.
With a more obvious word, you can be trickier with it.
And did you tell me also one of the rules of a crossword is you have to fit in every letter of the alphabet?
Oh, no, I just tried to do that. That's like a special thing is doing a pangram, which is every letter from A to Z somewhere in the alphabet. And in one of my crosswords, I managed to do that.
Very good. That's the one with the, I want to say the Ozark Strangler, but I know that's not right. The Ozark it's the Wanderer.
Cryptid, it's the cryptid one, because the theme answers included, like, just on their own, a J, a V, I think a Y, a Z, a K, a W, an H. So it was really easy to already get most of the way there. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. And if you do them, feel free to ask me if you want hints or anything. I can send PDFs. There are ways to do it on, like, apps or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But anyway, yeah, they have a specific format of how you have to send it. I hope it works out, because it'd be a fun way to get some extra money that I can do in between my D&D planning, which takes most of a week.
I think your puzzles are great. I'm no expert, but humble brag, I have completed literally dozen of crossword puzzles in my life. Dozen.
You were doing a pretty good job too. I was excited for someone who's only done dozen of them.
Well, I think I have actually probably gotten about 70% of a lot of crosswords done, and then I get discouraged and quit. Like, all right, I won't finish this.
I know how that is. Because, all right, while we're here, I'm going to talk about my crossword strategy. I've been doing a lot of New York Times crosswords. I have a subscription, so I can do them on the app. I usually do one or two. I like to do all the crosses and all the downs, just to try to see like a quick run through. Like, do I know any of these easily for later on? Is anything like a gimme? So I put those in right away. Then I do a second, like, slower, I'll think a little bit through all the crosses and all the downs. And then from there, I usually go by where I have a lot of letters and try to, you know, fill it out from there. If I'm still stuck, one more run through a cross and down. Then usually I'll go to a look up stuff that I would never, ever know, like the star of some movie from the 40s. I'm not just going to think of that all of a sudden. So then I go for those and then see how it works from there. And usually I'm good after that. But sometimes I still have to look up a few answers. Depending on the day of the week. New York Times is a whole thing where Monday's easy and Saturday's the hardest. And then it's a whole thing with difficulty throughout the days of the week. So if you get like what seems like a really easy clue on Saturday, they're probably tricking you. So most of my clues, I clued to make them more difficult throughout the entire crossword so they could just decide what they want to keep and what they don't. I don't want to just give up all boring clues.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I have all those.
I recommend them. I'm looking forward to your latest.
You're in the first two, so yeah, I'll get you three and four if you want them. I'll let you know which one is your theme answer in it. But yeah, that's what I've been up to, is Clue Masters closed, more D&D, and now I've been working on making crossword puzzles in my spare time.
Very good. I guess to summarize my year, I worked a bunch. We did some traveling. I visited one of my favorite places in the world, Fort Smith, Arkansas. New Jersey. Sure, yeah, I went to New Jersey. And then we did Disney World, which I guess we'll talk about on a future podcast. I think that'll be a lengthy segment, because we went to the Star Wars park, Galaxy's Edge, and man, oh man, I have some thoughts.
We have so much to talk about that, probably next week.
I'm excited about it.
Hopefully next week. At least, we'll probably have a few of these out during this whole situation.
I mean, I can't make any promises, or I don't know where you are on this thing, but I would like to pledge to doing a weekly show until the situation resolves.
And that could be, from what I heard, as long as 18 months, possibly.
I mean, then it'll be like it'll be like that one run we did where, even though we've done 100 episodes in 10 years, I think like 50 of them were in a 2-year period.
I think so. So at what point during this run are we going to start having characters again?
I don't know, but that was my favorite era of the podcast, and also by far the most difficult.
It was so good, though. It was worth it. Wait, so how are we going to do a weekly one if you now work more?
Well, you know, I have a day off. They give me a day off a week. So I can fit in, you know, an hour or two to virtually hang out with my buddy and talk about the goings on.
and I have more time because if I'm not prepping D&D, I will edit podcasts in that time.
Oh, so if I do come up with some like weird sketch or character ideas, we can maybe do that too.
We definitely could. I've had an idea or two already that I forgot now, but that I have them.
Oh, great. I mean, when I was moving, I found my old podcast idea notebook. So maybe I'll go through there and see if there are any hidden gems.
Oh, is that the one that always talks about where one episode is a pinball machine?
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Ben. I was actually going to ask you, what if you did a crossword puzzle that was a pinball machine?
I actually probably could.
Full tilt.
No, I definitely could. If I could think of good pinball words and can make it fit just right, now we have to do it. Look what you did.
I'm sorry. So, okay, third segment's done. Sound.
The mail's here.
Mail time!
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
So before we wrap this thing up and put it to bed, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but I would love to hear from the listeners, anyone who's hearing this right now, reach out, tell us how you're doing, how you're dealing with the situation, and share your happy hours and bummer patrols. Yeah. We would love to hear from you.
Oh, definitely. And not just like, I mean, I want to know your emotional state, which I guess not too scary, but just, that kind of thing. And what you've been doing to survive, not in a sad way, what you've been doing to, you know, keep your brain sane, locked inside, trying to find things to do, all that. I'm curious. Or how your lives have changed, if like your jobs are different now or that kind of thing.
Like, yeah, we've fallen out of touch with our podcast friends. I'd like to know how they're doing.
I mean, I still message all of them every day.
What?
All of them. We have a whole group text thread with all of us, but you're not a part of it.
Mm-hmm. That feels right. I've secretly suspected that all along.
Well, sorry to break it to you.
I mean, a lot's changed. Some of them have babies now. Some have podcasts of their own that are far more successful than ours.
Some have podcast babies.
Yeah, the best of both worlds.
And baby podcasts.
So, is that a podcast that is a baby or about babies?
Hosted by.
Oh my god, that's incredible. I would listen to that.
I know. Well, just check it out. It has a name that I don't have a pun for right now.
like a pun to come. We'll go back. We'll fix that in post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry. I'm soliciting feedback. I should mention the email address you can send it to is happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Oh, yes. Happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Yes.
Audio is also okay if you want to send it a voice message like that. I don't know if you have the phone number, but I mean, almost everyone can record something on their phone and then just mail it. So that's fine.
True. And then, you know, if we do this long enough, we'll probably, you know, see if we can get back to having guests on the show. I enjoyed that when we did it.
Oh, wait, I have a feedback.
What? Already? Man, that was fast.
I forgot. Yeah. So I have a recording from my sister who sent something in. I have not listened to it yet. We will see what it sounds like.
Happy cast time. Okay, my happy hour for probably the year is that Animal Crossing New Horizons is coming out. And I'll get to play it in just a few hours, and I'm super excited. My bummer patrol is, I don't know, maybe that they canceled the midnight release party thing that they were going to have at GameStop. Either way, I'm definitely going to play it, and it's going to be a party all of one. Key every pappy.
Sorry, not Caitlin. That was the new today.
Right, the new today, of course. I don't know who Caitlin is.
No idea.
Animal Crossing New Leaf. I'm sure that's also probably your happy hour, as we are now 2 hours away from the release.
Well, actually, Brian, Terrifying Bearface showed up.
Oh, what? Classic podcast character, Terrifying Bearface. What are you doing here?
Animal Crossing New Leaf was on the 3DS, not on the Switch.
Sorry, I meant Animal Crossing, the wild, wide world of sports.
Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. World of Sports.
Animal Crossing Wild World was on the Wii, Brian.
Okay, okay, okay. So this one is, I know this, Animal Crossing.
World of Sports again. Thanks a lot.
Animal Crossing Island Adventures in the Sun.
It's Animal Crossing New Horizons.
That was going to be my next guess, probably.
Get out of here, Bareface. But yeah, that game is coming out. I am playing it at, actually, it comes out at 11 p.m. digitally. I'll be playing it for about 1.5 hours until Megan comes home, and then she'll be playing it from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, well, you should cherish your hour and a half then.
And if I want to go back like we used to do at old school, fun fact, I used to play Animal Crossing Wild World on the Wii while we recorded several episodes.
Really? I always thought your go-to podcast game was Threes.
Oh, it was Threes eventually, but I think before Threes, pre-Threes, it was definitely Animal Crossing Wild World, because I think I opened it up a few months ago, and I saw that my town flag in my shirt was still the HappyCast logo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really excited about it. I was not surprised that that was her happy or her bummer.
I would, I don't mean to disrespect Animal Crossing. I was a big fan of the original on the GameCube, and I just haven't played one since. But this one seems really cool. I'd like to play it. I just have to get one of them Nintendo Switches.
Oh, we actually bought one from my sister, a Switch Lite that she had, so Megan could also play separately, and we wouldn't have to fight over it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. If we ever do a Warp Zone episode, or episode that has it in it, which we probably will if we can get the new today away from the game long enough to be on the show, it'll probably be what she talks about.
Hmm. Well, I need to get it then. I want to be able to talk about this. I want to see how the franchise has evolved from that first entry. I don't even know what it looks like now. I mean, are there still four houses per world where four different players live?
I think you can have eight now.
Oh, it's up to eight? Is it all online? Can you have online worlds, or is it all same console? How have they evolved with the times? Is there a big internet component?
You can visit your friends' towns online if you want to.
Oh.
You can play couch co-op if you want to.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Honestly, really, the game I'm looking for is, I would like to play as either Tom Nook, where I go around shaking people down for bells, or I want to be Mr. Rossetti, that I get to just, like, show up at towns and yell at people for not saving properly.
Actually, Mr. Rossetti was too scary for some kids, so now he does something else.
Oh, no. Well.
Yeah, I thought he was hilarious.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite things in the original.
Anyway, check that out next week. I'm not sure when this is releasing. Maybe this weekend. By this weekend, you don't know what time that is. Maybe that's the true. Weekend after the Ides of March.
Who knows, man. Time's an artificial construct. It's a flat circle, man. It is what it is.
Whenever it is, you're hearing it now. And if you want another patrol from the new today, check out the after show.
Oh, right. Yes, that is going to be there.
Now, what are we in this?
Well,
a recap?
You've been listening to HappyCast. Up first, we intro the show, and then Happy Hour. I'm just thinking about that pre-trailers thing at movie theaters. You remember movie theaters, Ben, from the before times?
Mine didn't even have those.
Oh, yeah. I think if you go to like a Regal, they call it the 20, which is like 20 minutes of ads before commercials, but they market it like it's a insider look. You got to see the Ben Affleck's new Batman.
Speaking of, real quick, Bumper Patrol, I'm going to forget about. We went to an AMC theater, which we almost never go to watch Birds of Prey, which I thought was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, compared to Suicide Squad, which I thought was just kind of okay. But there we had the pre-commercials, and then the trailer started, and we had almost 30 minutes of trailers.
Wow.
There were so many trailers. Someone behind us even shouted out at one point, waiting for the movie to start. There were just so many trailers.
An aggressive number of trailers.
It was. Every time we were like, okay, fine. Nope, nope, still not. And sometimes it's hard to tell if it's a trailer or not coming up. So,
oh, this is definitely the movie now. Oh, they got me again.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Chris Rock. I didn't know he was in Birds. Oh, no, it's for Spiral.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see that whenever that's out.
We'll see. All right, anyway. And by recap, I was talking about, like, remember we used to do, like, the Scrubs recap thing where it was, like, heartfelt about what we've learned in the episode?
Oh, yeah, we did do that for a while, didn't we?
That happened a few times.
Oh, yeah, we've done some weird stuff here.
Anyway, I'm not doing that, so.
You're just going to remind us of it. Like, remember when we did that? It was good.
Not doing it anymore. So, bye, everyone. Is that how it...
No, we have a... Well, I mean, we've ended most... most episodes with our signature sign off, but I think given the state of things, I would like to alter it a little bit if it's okay with you.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. I mean, we'll try. If we don't like it, we can always go back. We can fix it in post. We'll do it live. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. We do appreciate your time, and we hope to see you next week on HappyCast. Until then, remember, keep
stay
healthy.
Healthy. Oh, hold on. Caitlin's calling me.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Caitlin?
Hello, Ben?
Hi, you're on the air live with Ben and Brian.
Oh no.
What's wrong?
I'm just going to ask you an airbag question. This is not a good time.
Not a good time for a question?
No. Okay, so my airbag light came on, and I was freaking out thinking that when I drive, the airbag is just going to explode or something, and I'll die. I was just wondering if you could look that up, but this isn't a good time.
Well, this is car talk, so,
Oh, I guess that's a good time. Oh, no.
Yeah, where are you? Are you driving?
I am currently driving. I have a dog in my lap. Everything is fine and great and the best.
Brian, do you have any recommendations? She can't hear you, but I can pass your word.
First of all, hello. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I did.
He said to hit it as hard as you can to make it trigger.
Doesn't sound like a great idea.
Okay, let me see.
I smell it. I'm scared.
You smell it? How close are you to somewhere where people are?
I don't know if it's a car smell or an airbag smell.
Okay, I'm not sure how accurate AngiesList.com is, but it says, if it comes on, don't ignore it.
Oh my god, what does that mean?
It said it can mean the difference between life and death if you're involved in an accident.
Oh.
It says, the most important thing is that it means you're...
In an accident.
Terrible. No, this says the most important thing is it means that your airbag won't deploy.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'm not using it right now.
Well, yeah, you're never using it until you really need it. I think you might want to go get it taken somewhere at some point. If they're still open.
I'm glad that I have the car guru's insurance.
Well, at least just charge really hard and not get hit in a crash.
Really good advice for any time.
Absolutely can be my airbag. She's on my lap right now.
Your dog is going to be your airbag?
Yes.
That seems dangerous for both of you. I feel like if you crash, she's going to be absorbed into you.
We will become one.
Well, thanks for calling in to Car Talk. Some advice.
This was crazy timing. Okay, I'm just gonna listen to the tunes of Hamilton and forget this is happening now.
All right, well, good luck and try not to die.
Thank you. You as well to you.
All right, bye.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a stinking ink and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bunch my stadium home of the Robbie.
Listen. I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been Greenville, Toronto, Winslow, Arizona, Wichita, Toronto, Arizona, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama,
So where in America is...
It's just a little bit north of East Dakota.